producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, we give everybody second chances, especially our beloved engineers, especially Trevor. So I had mentioned, it was actually, well, I think it's two wrongs make a right, that Trevor forgot to do the fanfare and I forgot one of the plays. And I said, Trevor, I don't want to start off the program doing a review. And he said, but I have the fanfare ready. So I said, okay. All right, so I had already told you how fond I was of the Gin Game, which I think is unmissable. Also, another really wonderful theatrical experience is at the Duke Theater, which is right in Times Square. This is called Perfect Arrangement. And there's this kind of interesting thing. There's a whole bunch of movies and a whole bunch of plays that are now focusing on the 1950s and the McCarthy era, just following World War II, communist scare. There's Trumbo that will be out with Bryan Cranston. There is Bridge of Sighs, which opened this weekend with Tom Hanks and Mark Rylance. This Perfect Arrangement is a similar kind of thing of looking at Washington, D.C. in 1950. And what we have, the opening scene is a cocktail party with three couples. And it turns out that one of them is the other two is the boss of one of the men and one of the women, the other couples. Well, it turns out the couples aren't exactly what you think they are, that they're two gay couples, and they figured out a way to be in the closet by going back and forth to shared apartments. And two of them work for the State Department, and they're in the midst of the man is head of a department that's looking for communist sympathizers because they're able to be black, they're susceptible to blackmail, which, of course, homosexuals were in 1950 as well. So it's a really interesting look at not very long ago in history, folks, at 65 years, of when being a homosexual could mean you could lose your job because you were, in theory, a blackmail threat. And it's a very interesting play, and the costumes themselves are fantastic. It really, you expect there to be an avocado kitchen and a sunburst clock on the wall and all the Donna Reed skirts and whatever. It's very well acted. The men are actually better than the women, in terms of maybe their parts are just better written. But it's a really interesting look at something that's not very far away. And to me, it's really interesting that the United States, the artistic community, which means theater and movies, are looking to that era, because I think a lot of people feel that our political situation has become similar in that if you're not for me, you're a traitor. And that was the whole thing about the House Un-American Committee, the McCarthy era, blacklisting in Hollywood, issues at the State Department, the communist threat. So for me, it's not only that each of these individual pieces of art are interesting in and of themselves, but that they form a mosaic that is sort of reflective. I think that as a psychologist and a sociologist, I suppose, and a movie lover and theater lover, that sort of seeing what people are writing about, especially in a historical context, seems to me to speak to what people are worried about today. And I think in this particular case, that whole looking at what was really not a very happy time in American history is the 50s. So interesting play, well done. It really is a little gem of a play. It is the nice thing about, even though it's on 42nd Street, it counts as off Broadway, so the tickets are a little less expensive. It's written by a young man whose name is Topher Payne. You know, if his name is Topher, he has to be relatively young. He's not quite as young, I think, as he looks, because he's been telling stories, they said, in Atlanta since basically 2000. So but he's probably, I didn't even Google him, probably mid to late 30s. So, Perfect Arrangement is a very well done, meaningful, thoughtful, historical play that looks at, and they actually talk about the fact that there will never be a time in American history where we can come out. And of course, 65 years later, you can. So, I've decided not to do it. There's one play that I saw that I think is just not quite ready to be reviewed. And so I think I will do them the favor of not reviewing them because I don't really want to harm them. But I think the audience that I saw it with was perfectly accepting. I just think it's not quite ready. To say it's not quite ready for prime time doesn't begin to explain what it's not ready for. So I'll just let that one go. The Sheik starring Rudolph Valentino, 1921. Famous movie. No, I wasn't there. The first edition of Ernest Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls was published in 1940. The Guggenheim Museum, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, opens to the public in 1959. And it's one of the few museums in the world where the building is probably more famous than the collection, which is the same. In fact, there's a documentary about Peggy Guggenheim that's out now, or will be out in the next couple of weeks, who was Solomon's niece, who was a woman who had multiple lovers. The thing I remember most from the documentary is she was one of the first women to ever have a nose job. And halfway through, she decided it was too painful, so she made the surgeon stop. She always hated her nose. So she has this really bulbous nose, which she was always very insecure about. But a very interesting woman who a lot of people feel was the best collector of modern art at her time. In 1959, on this day, Eisenhower signed an executive order transferring Werner von Braun and other German scientists from the United States Army to NASA, which is, that was the joke, is that our German scientists are better than the Russians' German scientists, that we kidnapped all the scientists from Germany after World War II and brought them here. In 1977, the European Patent Institute was founded. That's pretty late if you think about it. In 83, the meter is defined as at the 17th General Conference on Weights and Measures. You'll love this. Trevor, pay attention. As the distance light travels in a vacuum, we've been talking a lot about vacuums today, not vacuum cleaners, vacuums, which obviously a vacuum cleaner is a vacuum, in 1:2.99792458 of a second, which is really fast. Can you repeat that?
I don't know what to do with that information.
Basically 1/300,000th of a second.
Jeez.
That's fast. Did you know that? Did you know that this whole thing of weight and measures, there was actually a documentary about it as well as a movie about it, that every year people get together and they have to reconcile, because every state, every country has weights and measures, and that you have to get together and make sure that they're all synchronized, because you wouldn't want an inch to be, I mean, we're talking about obviously tiny tolerances. Actually, it's 1/300 millionth of a second. I misspoke by decimal point. You know, decimal points are my bête noire.
300 millionth of a second.
Yeah.
To define a meter.
As the distance light travels in a vacuum.
Goodness.
That's what a meter is. And that's how that was first done in 1983. Probably because that was the first time that they actually had the ability to measure it. Probably electron microscope. It should be just about that time. So there you go. So therefore, we don't have to worry about a cubit. You know what a cubit was? Noah's Ark?
6 cubits to a span. And then something else.
It's the distance between your middle finger and your elbow. And, which
well,
is obviously
very wildly
from person to person. Jeez. You got it. That's why we need a general conference on weights and measures.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get cubits that are your elbow versus my elbow. All right. These things fascinate me. I can't help it. 855-993-7569. One piece of good news. There are a couple pieces of good news. Do I have time to tell people about the good news right now? No. All right, I have two pieces of good news to share with you. When we come back, I'd love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best tasting non-GMO gluten-free long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Remember, PowerPrepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, as promised, I actually have two kind of good news stories that don't have to do anything with motorcycles or kittens, which means Trevor is probably going to sleep through this next segment.
Lame.
But as those of you know who watch the news at all, that the situation in the Middle East has gotten really violent in the last couple of weeks. And there's now a hummus bar that's offering 50% off discounts on hummus dishes to Arabs and Jews who sit together.
That is cool.
Isn't that cool?
I love hummus.
I do, too. Scared of Arabs, scared of Jews? With us, there are no Arabs, but also no Jews. The restaurant wrote in a post on its Facebook page, with us, there are people in genuine, excellent Arabic hummus and Jewish, excellent, praiseworthy falafel with free refills on every hummus, whether you're Arab, Jews, Christians, or Indians.
That sounds awesome.
They began offering the deal last week. The manager's name is Kobe Sarfirer. It said it's been a success. The restaurant served three tables with Arabs and Jews on the first day alone. Some of the mixed tables have even opted to pay full price in a show of support for the initiative. How cool is that? A lot of customers now say they have seen the post. They tell me they've come to support the idea. Some Arabs come with Jewish friends. Some Jewish families come alone. They're all saying good things. Though the offer was originally valid for just one weekend, Sarfirer told Al Jazeera that the positive response has inspired him to continue with the discount maybe forever. If there's anything that could bring together these people, it's hummus. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
That's a great, I think that's a great story. Actually, the best hummus I ever had was in Israel on the road to Haifa. It was just unbelievable. It was this little sort of stucco cement structure that had one room and had, you know, it was just this little kind of shack, and it was hot and it was delicious, and it came with mushrooms, which I'd never had. It was the best, and homemade lemonade. It was one of the best things I'd ever had. It was just wonderful. So there we go. All right, so that's one piece of good news, which is, you know, can't we all just get along? Yeah, if there's hummus involved. And the second piece of good news is, believe it or not, they have 130 police chiefs, sheriffs, and prosecutors have launched a new coalition with the goal of reducing the number of people in American prisons. That's a pretty cool group to do it, right? I mean, if you and I do that, people would say, oh, knee-jerk liberals. LAPD Chief Charlie Beck, NYPD Commissioner William Bratton, Chicago Chief Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy. And as groups as varied as the NAACP and Koch Industries are all on the side of them. And they're meeting at the White House. Said that stopping crime and keeping people out of jail are not mutually exclusive. We believe the country can reduce incarceration while keeping down crime. We believe unnecessary incarceration does not work to reduce crime, wastes taxpayers' dollars, damages families, and divides communities. There are, you can keep somebody in prison for about the same price as it costs to send them to Harvard for a year. I mean, it's a ridiculous cost. And there, as we know, that there's a huge racial divide about who goes to prison, who doesn't, for the same crime. Locking up too many people for drug and nonviolent offenses can kickstart a cycle of incarceration that turns first-time offenders into repeat offenders and saps resources better used to go after violent crimes. It says existing laws give police and prosecutors little choice but to funnel low-level offenders into the prison system. It plans to push for legislative changes across the country, which had 2.2 million people in prisons. We have one of the highest proportion per capita of people in prison of any country in the world. Almost 5 million people on probation and parole at last count. We need to start thinking about what constitutes a crime. More mental health and drug treatment, reclassifying crimes. Why shoplifting or writing a bad check is a felony in many states. Georgia's move to raise the dollar value for the theft to be considered a felony is expected to save $264 million by 2017. And Miami has got a program to divert mentally ill to crisis centers instead of lockup. They're changing mandatory minimums for drug and nonviolent crimes. Well, the decriminalizing marijuana will help with, has already helped with that. Not to mention, it's my favorite statistic, is Oregon made $11 million in the first week. Several states have reduced sentences, have seen crime fall, not increase. When Kentucky decided that mandatory minimums would apply to drug dealing with 1,000 foot of school instead of the previous 1,000 yards, the prison population dropped by 1,400 people in a year, and the crime rate did not go up. All right, so when Kentucky decided that mandatory minimums would apply to drug dealing within 1,000 feet of a school instead of the previous 1,000 yards. So they got the dealers rather than anybody else. That seems a little bit backward. So there you go. They said a shift in how law enforcement approaches its job is needed, too. Well, we talked a couple, what was it, last week or the week? No, I think 2 weeks ago about the sheriff who'd instituted DUB, remember? Who instituted SWAT team 30 years ago, and then 30 years later, the same SWAT team killed his son-in-law. So he feels very strongly that we need to have, that paramilitary does not belong with the police, that the police are to serve and protect, and that paramilitary is a whole different, it's a different mindset and scares the living daylights out of the population. So there we go. All right, 855-993-7569. My favorite story of the week, other than I did love the homeless story, I must say, partially because I like homeless a lot, is that Stanford engineers have built an autonomous electric DeLorean, right, Back to the Future?
Yeah, because today is the day, October 21st, 2015, that they were supposed to arrive in Back to the Future 2.
There you go.
We were supposed to be doing Jaws 19. In theaters,
yeah, exactly.
And hoverboards, and be wearing bizarre silver helmets.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are wearing bizarre silver helmets. There's also a movie that predicted that the Cubs would be in the World Series. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was Back to the Future or not. It does, this electric vehicle does donuts and drifts reminiscent of a scene from Fast and Furious. I think that would be such fun. They're designing automated vehicles that can take any action necessary to avoid an accident. The law of physics will limit what the car can do, but we think the software should be capable of any possible maneuver within those limits. So there you go. Back to the Future. Here you go. They're talking about electronic stability control, which is called ESC. But what does ESC mean to most of us? Escape, right, on our computer? So there you go. They've got something called MARTI. It switches. It supports an electric motor and a dial that switches to autonomous. It comes with a supercar technology allowing precise control to drift. The DeLorean does perfect smoke-filled donuts by itself and a mind-bending experience that can help you appreciate that we really are living in the future. I'd do that. Wouldn't you do that?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I like speed as well. Mind-bending research. So I'm all over that one. All right, 855, if you have some mind-bending that doesn't have anything to do with cars, I can help you out a little bit on cars. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I just got an email from a listener who said somebody should tell Judy that about Herald Square, you know, that it's in the wrong direction, which is true. Herald Square is an intersection of Broadway, 6th Avenue, and 34th Street. So, but most theater is farther north than that. So we should, Judy, we could tell people about Herald Square, but what can I tell you? There's also a Midtown Hotel, a Herald Square Hotel, between the Empire State Building and the Flatiron Building, which is, that's farther east. This one is talking about between 6th Avenue, so now you know. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, it said there was an email that seemed like it needed an urgent response, yes?
Sure. This one comes to us from Kaya, who writes, Hi, Dr. Joy. I enjoy listening to your show, usually via podcast, since I don't have a nearby radio station that broadcasts your sage words of advice. I have a question for a coworker of mine. She was telling me about a problem she is having with her mother-in-law, and I said I would send it to you since you seem to always have good advice regarding relationships. Here is the situation. She has been with her husband for 9 years, married for 3. Her mother-in-law has been very controlling throughout those 9 years, and my coworker has a more quiet and mild-mannered demeanor in that she would usually go along with what her mother-in-law wants to do. She was telling me a few stories, one recent event where her mother-in-law invited over her entire husband's family, including a few brothers, a sister, wives, husband, and some kids, over to her and her husband's house for dinner on a weeknight without running it past her or her husband. She and her husband were also left to foot the bill for the pizza that was ordered. She told me this wasn't the first time this had happened. Her mother-in-law will stop over to visit and then invite the family to come over and expect my coworker and her husband to provide a meal. On the most recent occasion of this happening, my coworker said she didn't leave the house to go outside where everyone was eating. She was so upset. Her mother-in-law asked her husband if she was upset, and he said she was doing some work on the computer. She also told me about another instance where her sister-in-law brought over her daughter to stay with her mother-in-law for an afternoon. When her sister-in-law came to pick her daughter up, her daughter's bangs had been cut very short, and her mother-in-law explained she thought they were too long and gave her a haircut, without asking or notifying the sister-in-law. Also, my coworker told me a few stories about her mother-in-law trying to control aspects of her wedding, which made the whole event rather stressful for her. My question is, what would your advice be on how to handle these situations she keeps running into with her mother-in-law? Like I mentioned, she seems to be a very mild-mannered person, but I can tell she is very upset with how she is being treated. She also mentioned being wary of having children because she thinks her mother-in-law's controlling nature will only increase. Thank you.
Okay. There are a number of issues here, so let's see if we can go through them one at a time. The first is the general concept of controlling. The more passive you are, the more easy it is for someone to control you. So one of the things to do is to stop being so passive, okay? And mild manner just means, it's interesting, I saw a movie yesterday, which is, I think, somebody's Oscar nominee for foreign language film called Flowers. And in it, there is a really unpleasant, I don't know if she's much controlling as she is unpleasant, woman who plays the mother-in-law. And I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, but at some point, I'm not sure that the movie is very good psychology because things get resolved, but it takes 5 years and a touch of Alzheimer's. So I'm not sure that you want to really wait it out that one. But the first thing I would tell your friend is you can only control somebody who's passive. Okay, that's number one. Number two, this sounds to me as much a marital issue as anything else, that it's not only that your friend needs to say to her mother-in-law, she doesn't have to start a war, but she can say, listen, if I send my daughter over to your house and you cut her hair without telling me, how would you have felt if your mother-in-law had cut your kid's hair? And she probably said, well, she probably did it, and I was unhappy about it, and say, look, I want us to have a good relationship, so let's agree, no scissors. I don't know how old the kid is, but you're also asking her to be a free babysitter. So if you're willing to pay someone to be a babysitter, then they're not going to cut your kid's hair. If you're asking someone to do you a favor, then she may be doing a little acting out, which sounds like, understand that quite often mother-in-laws have bad reputations because they're saying attention must be paid. So number one, you need to stop being so passive. Number two, your husband is really the linchpin here. That if he said to his mother, stop doing this, and he can't say, Sarah wants you to stop doing this. He has to say, Mom, look, we can't really afford to provide pizza for everyone, or decide that he can afford to provide pizza. And that's probably part of what your mother-in-law is doing, is saying, look, you guys have so much more than everybody else that we can afford to eat at your house. It also may be an ethnic custom, and you haven't told me anything about ethnicity here, so that's just something to put on the side burner. But if your husband doesn't want this to happen, then you need to say to him, look, I don't want to be the bad guy here. It's your mom. You need to talk with her about it. If your husband is okay with it, then either you have to talk with your mother-in-law about it if it really bothers you, or you have to talk with your husband about it. But right, you're getting yourself caught between literally a rock and a hard place, between your mother-in-law and your husband. if both of you, if you work outside the home, what you can say to your husband, and the two of you should have already had a discussion about money anyway, of look, when your mother invites everybody over for dinner, you get to pay for it out of your disposable income. I don't want to contribute to it. It makes me unhappy. So that's the issue of the inviting people over and expecting you to provide them. And your husband presumably can know his way around the kitchen. It doesn't mean you have to do it. And you can say, look, if your mother-in-law wants to invite, if your mother wants to invite people over, you get to do the shopping, you get to do the cooking, and I get to be the princess, and I'm perfectly willing to be a great hostess. Do not sulk. It just makes you look silly. All right, so go out. But you don't have to do this. This is your husband's deal with his mother. And if he doesn't want to do it with his mother, and especially if you stop sulking and stop doing the stuff and say to him cheerfully, listen, she wants to invite, that's fine, you provide, and I'll be the hostess, I'll be charming. And then you win, because you don't have to do the cooking, you don't have to do the cleaning up. It's between he and his mom. And if he doesn't want to do it anymore, he'll say something about it, and you can still take the high road. As I said, the issue about cutting bangs is a really tacky thing to do. But stop asking her to be a free babysitter. And if she says, well, I haven't seen the child for a while, and say, look, I'm just afraid that she'll come back with pierced ears, or that you'll cut her hair, or that you'll feed her stuff, that you get to babysit, but you have to follow our rules. And if you think about it, that's what grandparents do. My mom did it to my kid. I would probably do it. I do it to the grandpuppies. I mean, it's just one of the things that grandparents are always getting even with their children by indulging their grandchildren. So that one I'd be a little more cautious about. And that's your sister-in-law's issue. I'd stay out of your sister-in-law's issues. You don't want to have a coalition of we all hate mom. And you have to remember that your mother-in-law is the person who raised your husband, whom presumably you love. He may not be very good at standing up to her, but he presumably the things you like about him are partially learned from her. The wedding, I mean, weddings are crisis, right? So it sounds to me that you've decided that this is a woman that you don't particularly like. And I think that's an unfortunate choice on your part. She may not be your best friend. She did raise the man that you love. And I think you have to find some ways to like part of what she does. And it may be that she's a better role model for you because you're too passive and you need to learn to be more assertive. It may be that she's more social than you are and you learn to fake it till you can make it. But deciding, and you can certainly renegotiate the relationship with your mother-in-law, but deciding that you're going to sort of talk with her about it to your sister-in-law and you're going to have a we hate her kind of campaign going is going to, and if you don't think somebody will say, well, you know, the two of them were talking, or your sister-in-law will throw you under the bus at some point, it's an unfortunate thing to ever gossip negatively about anybody in the family because you just don't know where your allies lie and where they don't. And people who seem to be allies can turn on you in a minute. Plus, it's a tacky thing to do. You don't want to have any more negativity surrounding this woman than you already do. As I said, so number one, people can't control you unless you're willing to be passive. Number two, you need to talk with your husband about what he agrees with you about and what he doesn't agree with you about. And that doesn't include saying your mother's a witch, because he may think that, but if you attack her, he'll attract you. So that's not the way to do it, to say, look, let's talk about, and the thing that you brought up most cogently was the inviting everybody over for food. If that's okay with you, then you provide it, you pay for it, you serve it, and you clean up after it. And I'll be the hostess and I'll be charming. You have to stop the sulking. If he agrees that it's a pain in the neck, then let him deal with his mom about it. Say, look, you know, we'll all go out for pizza, or I'm going to collect money from all of you, or whatever. And if the two of you have, you should not have joint bank accounts for everything. Both of you should not put all of your money in, because these kinds of things will come up over and over again. You should have, that each of you should pay, if you make the same amount of money, you should split expenses between the two of you. But each of you should have disposable income, so you can do things for your family, he can do things for his family. Okay? You can also have her call me. But at least you've got the podcast now. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I think we should say across America and parts of Asia. I mean, I know people listen in Japan and Korea. And we know we certainly across Canada and Puerto Rico. I don't know, maybe we should, you know, adjust that a little. Maybe not. Maybe it's better to understate than overstate. What do you think? Get it? State? Never mind. All right. So we're talking about the coalition of police chiefs getting together and say, you know, too many people in prison, this is a stupid idea, which is, I mean, they're probably the only people who can get away with it. It's like Beverly Sills is probably the only person who could have gotten super credits written or super titles written at the Met, because she was such a, you know, she was such a diva. You'd have to have somebody at, you know, on high level to be able to, because otherwise people would, oh,
Philistines.
All right, what reverence, so do you think inmates should be allowed to work? Why are we not? And yes, in what capacity? All right, let's hear what people are saying.
What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that the prison reform has to include that people go in with presumably some kind of desperation, that they have no particular skills and no marketability. And the only way to make their lives better and justify the enormous cost of incarcerating people is to have them leave with something they didn't have before, that's a job skill that's legal. Because what we know the prison system does now is it gives you job skills that are illegal. If you go in because you were dealing marijuana, you come out knowing how to crack safes. So we need to have viable, marketable legal skills. Yes, and education. All right, what do you think?
I agree. I mean, what's the point of going to prison? I think that maybe the majority of crimes are done by people who really don't see themselves as having more than that option, you know?
Yeah, so, having choices, yeah.
Exactly. So if they come out with, you know, viable skills, they can probably not be...
Well, and you still have a problem because, as somebody points out, I mean, you work at a minimum-paying job,
right,
and you're making, what, $7 an hour as opposed to dealing drugs. But, I mean, dealing drugs is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. You're probably going to end up in jail again and maybe dead. So,
yeah.
Plus, I mean, that's the other part of decriminalizing drugs, is that you take the profit motive away. I mean, $11 million in a week?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
I mean, yeah, we should all legalize them and tax the daylights out of them, because you're going to have the crime incentive goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the states get the money, so you can educate people better, more jobs. All right, keep going.
All right, so Ava says, yes, they should be allowed to work. Rehabilitation should include learning new skills so a person has an alternative to criminal life.
Yep.
This would also mean changing hiring practices so a rehabilitated person would be considered for employment.
What was the last sentence?
This would also mean changing hiring practices so a rehabilitated person would be considered for employment.
Yeah, there is an issue about being an ex-con, but there are also places that hire ex-cons. So, okay, keep going. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then that's what the police chiefs are saying, is that it's not only that prison should be reformed, but how the number of people or the reason people go to prison should be reexamined, because you have, in a lot of places, you have mandatory sentencing. And one of the things that when I studied parole officers or parole boards, you know, everybody gets mad because they let somebody out on parole or they didn't let somebody out on parole, but they're very specific guidelines. And quite often the guidelines are not appropriate, but they're very specific. All right, keep going.
Jude says, absolutely, clean streets, make license plates, clean all graffiti, etc.
Yeah, the problem about that is I don't disagree per se, but those are menial jobs to a certain extent, and that I think that if you can, and there should probably be some kind of community service involved anyway, but if you can also give people meaningful work that they can continue after they leave prison, that the likelihood of them returning to prison anytime soon is somewhat diminished. So, I mean, in scraping graffiti, you know, I don't, it's not that I object to it, it's just that it's not really a career choice, or even, you know, it's not even minimum wage kind of work.
True. Maybe make the white-collar criminals do the scraping of the graffiti.
Maybe so. That's a great idea, because they already have careers.
Yeah, make them pick up after, you know, the highways.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Very good idea.
Trevor for president, 2016.
Well, I mean, you could be one of the, what, I think there are at last count 236 Republicans running.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's true.
You could be number 237.
Heck yeah, why not? All right, so Carrie says, I definitely believe they should be working, but for the prison system. Hopefully they'll take pride in their work to make the prison clean and functional, and it will decrease the expense of external wages.
Well, yes and no, and I hear what you're saying. I mean, then there are certainly examples of people working, for example, in the prison library, the prison laundry. But again, you want people who, if possible, can leave prison with more skills that are legal than they had coming in. And just doing, I think Trevor's idea is brilliant, of you take the white-collar criminals and have them do the scut work, because they already have careers. And maybe teach them some humility as opposed to country club places. Let them scrape the graffiti and clean up the parks and clean the bathrooms. And let people who, that's all they did before they came in, let them learn about the stock market or operating systems or how to be a medical technician. I mean, I think that makes enormous amount of sense. There is no particular reason to give a white-collar criminal an easy time. They're already educated. They may have lost their moral compass, but I'm not sure how you give anybody a moral compass. But so let them do some of the crummy work. Good point. Trevor,
thank you.
We're going to run you for president if we go
to
get
right.
you to... Somebody just sent me an email and said that Judy was talking about Herald Square, like H-A-R-O-L-D, as opposed to Herald Square, which is H-E-R-A-L-D. Can you understand? Can you hear the difference?
I'm lost at this point.
I don't either. Maybe they're teasing me. It's Herald Square, not Herald's, like Harold and Maude. It's the name of the place is Herald Square, not Herald's Square. For those of you who care, which are probably none of the above.
Like Herald versus Herald?
Like Hark the Herald Angels.
Right, versus
that's what it is,
yeah,
as opposed to Harold and Maude.
My old uncle Harold or whatever.
All right, so it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as opposed to Harold and Maude.
Well, that was fun.
I don't know any other kinds of things I could make. All right. 855-993-7569. And I suppose this is the story that I have the most misgivings about, right? Well, there are two of them, actually. One, it doesn't come as a surprise that most food workers admit working while sick. Well, they don't get sick time, sick days, and something like 50% of the American public works when they're sick. So that doesn't come as a surprise. It's kind of nauseating, but it's not surprising. This is the story that I think we should all at least pause about. An asteroid to narrowly miss Earth on Halloween. Whose calculations? What does narrow mean? Remember the story we did about a spaceship banging into an asteroid and seeing how much pressure they needed?
Maybe now's our chance.
Yeah, here we go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.